Sunday, 3rd of August, Beis Av, Rav Eliezer Schneebal, Kedushas HaDibur.
Good morning, my dear friends. It's a pleasure and a kibbutz for me to be able to speak over here today. We all know very well that we are now in the days of Bein Amtsurim, the days where Yiddish kinder have more in mind a bit the evil and the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, which we say in Davin and Gavi Yom Tov, Mepnei Chatueini Gulini Ma'atzeini. Sometimes a Yid has a machshuva. Is that my fault? Why am I blamed for it? It's a story that happened about 2,000 years ago. It's at the worst. It's our Zaydus' fault. Our Zaydus, that generation, they did Aveiros and they did it. Why do you punish me with certain restrictions in those times? Why should I complain and mourn of something that was or isn't? I didn't cause it. And the only one that can rebuild it when the Rebbeinu Shel Bimarachim and Klal Yisrael al Sheir Hussaini Vaplet Hussaini rebuild the Beis Hamikdash is B'Yuda Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is it my problem? But it's not so. The Yishalmi zokt in the Sechtes Yimud, Kol Dor She'ein Nivna B'Yomav Ma'al En Ulof Ke'ele Yachivoy. The generation where the Beis Hamikdash is not built, it's looked at like it was, he destroyed it. And why is this taka? The beer, the hasbro, could be gam pushed. Very simple. The Chorban HaBayis was for a sibber, a known sibber, a known sibbois, which the chazal, many chazal, which tell the reason of the Chorban. When the sibber will go away, then Rebbeinu shall we rebuild it? When the sibber or the sibbois will go away, Rebbeinu shall we rebuild? And if we see the Beis Hamikdash has not been rebuilt, is a simon that the simon muvak that hasut and marakit benayni, that all those things that happened then, it's still our fault that we are still involved in the same, we are not better. And mainly we've got to be mizboinayin and contemplate, see, learn a bit those sibbos, and see where we stand with it. And know what we have to be misakin. And I'll speak of one little point. But I'll start over the famous Ma'amar Chazal, and then we'll pick a point over there. The Gemara zok Masechta Siyuma Daf Tes. Mikdash Rishon Mipnei Ma'achurav. The first Beis Hamikdash, why was destroyed? So the Gemara Mipnei Shloisha Dvurim. Everybody knows this Ma'amar Chazal. Mipnei Shloisha Dvurim Shahoy Ba'avay Dezure Gilaroy Shvichas Dumem. Mikdash Shaini Frey the Gemara Shayoskim B'Toyre B'Mitzah Zegimelus Chasudem. They're mamish fine menschen, the ma'achurav, and for the movement, they should hoist the boss in this chenem. Freddy Moakasha, the Mikdash Rishon Lahav, the base in this chenem. Mikdash Rishon, there wasn't in this chenem, but there was also in this chenem. How do you know, Zuti Gemur? There's a pusik in Yecheshku. Megira el cherev hoyes ami. Vomer Rebluza gedashen of this pusik. In Ibn Ayudam Sha'achlu Bishoysim Zeem Zeh V'dokrim Zeh Zeh B'charvoy Shabbat Shalom. Here we have to stop for a moment. Here what happened there. The Gemara looked big. By a Sushin Chor, there wasn't a Sinus Chilim. The Gemara, there wasn't a Sinus Chilim. You know what they did? Achlim Bishoysim Zeem Zeh. They socialized. They went out to the parties together. V'dokrim Esra'eyem. And they pierced their Chavah B'cherev Shabbat Shalom. That is sharp tongue. My best friend, which I socialized with him, but I had a good one to give him, although you should feel it, you should remember me till the next Shmita. I gave him one, Zilaragan, and Allah Ramach Evram, which is to give him, Dokir Mitzrayim Becher Shabbosheim. So there was Fadi Moakash, there was Sinus Chenim over there. Every more, he Besure Yisrael, that was only by Sure Yisrael, by the Princess of Eden, but General Klal Yisrael did not have Sinus Chenim Rebbein Shabbosheim. Started by Suri Yisrael, and then it went over. Second Beis Hamikdash was already by all the Eden over there. Akipunim, we see over here a fascinating thing. That what's the Yisod of Sinus Chinam? Can be friends. Sinus Chinam is not an enemy. I sit with him together, I socialize with him, and I enjoy myself with him. But the emes, the depth of my heart, I would like to see an akum on him. V'dokrim Esra'eyim, and it appears that Chava B'cherev Shabbosheim. How many times we see people who sit in the same besmeldish and they have a good chat together, and suddenly one turns red. Hey, what's he saying, dog? He didn't hear what he told him. He told him something that hurted him deeply, and that is, if we can say, that if that was the source of the Chorban, then obviously it's on our job to be masakin this Indian. Person should guard his tongue, to take care what he speaks, because could be that we could use the word, the tongue would be davi avos hatzimmer. The best raya is the story. Every child in Cheder knows the story of Kamsa by Kamsa. Had he held his tongue, everything would have been over. There would be no problem. Much gehalten this moment, much achting gegeben, as it is so to say. So in the sefer on the pusik in Eichu. In Eichu steht in Pusik, al zavureini nirdafnu, higanu vlehinachlonu. Al zavureini on our throats. It means that we were pursued from the back. They ran after us on our neck, on the back. She stated in the earliest Svurim that kol, the voice comes out through the throat, through the tzavo. Therefore, those balachan who haven't got a tzavo haven't got a voice. Snakes, schlangen, nechushim, fish, they don't produce voice, they've got no tzavo. Zukta al tzavorein in adafnu. The whole rebif of the chom was because they knew the tzavo, they knew enough talking. So to Yigani, we're still in Yigir, we're still in pain. We haven't relaxed this any enough tzava. We're still using the tzava in the wrong way. The Gemara zukt demsach das chilm daf paytes. The Gemara quotes a pusik in Tehillim. The Vadameilach zukt amnam elam tzedik tedaberim. So the Gemara, ma'im nusay shaludim ba'ilam azeh. What's the trade of a person in this world? Yasa atzmei ke'ilam. The head wants from a bar mitzvah zukt moyeretik zukt. Having more said, be ku'ela means dumb, not be able to speak. Having more said, hold your mouth, shut your mouth, be quiet, don't speak. What's the trade of a person? It's a ganze trade. Somebody learns to be an electrician, somebody learns to be an accountant, a lawyer. How many years? 4, 5 years. It's a trade, but you learn, a trade you have to learn, you have to study it. What should be your trade? You come to your, in school, the highest class, what are you going to do? I should become an ilim. I should learn how to become an ilim. Hold my mouth, control my mouth. That's a whole trade. A whole trade that has to be studied. Because, Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishnah, initially, Shoyme tevel shoynoi, shoyme metzuras nafshoi. Now obviously we have to be machika ourselves. We don't have to say, you have to be machika ourselves from the birim asirim. Shake, Lushan Hore, Nebupeh, Letzunas, Einuas, Dvurim. That's for sure. This is the Chazal say already, the Goydel Oynish, how what big onshin this is. There's Sira Torah Mamish, and every word you could be over hundreds of lavim, as we see in the Tzvur Magdoshim to speak about it. But even Sicha Betele, some of the Sicha, some mundane talk without the Tachlis. Zidu Yimur Mesech Tzime, Omerove, Kalasach Sicha Betele, over. Ba'asei. Somebody talks to Sicha B'teilah, Zoi Ba'asei. Shaneima, V'deba'asu Bam. Bam, V'loi B'dvorm B'teilah. Bam, only in Torah. The Ma should be, has to be only involved in Torah. Stai to say for Zere Kodesh. That, interesting enough, the Shishi Sidr Mishnah starts with a Mem, Ma'im Asai. Shishi Sidr Mishnah finishes with a Mem, Bashulayim. So because the Os Mem is a letter, which before you start uttering it, your mouth has to be closed. Mem. When you finish it, also your mouth has to be closed. It's a simon and a raya that before you start learning that the small zan vermacht, and when you finish learning that the van noch small zan the small vermacht. The small make no zan often is only allowed to be open between one mem and the other, between ma'emus and mishnayos. Sifra Mitzvahs say that the tongue, even though it's boneless, has to be the heaviest organ in the body to move. Should be the heaviest organ to move, not to move it without calculation, see if it's good. I've seen a wonderful Rashi in Tehillim. Rashi looked in Tehillim. In Tehillim, capital Kif Kuf. Ma yitain lechu, and ma yosef lechu, l'shoyin remiu. So the Rashi pshat, a fascinating Rashi. So to ma yitain lechu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what else do you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you? And ma yosef lechu, what else can he provide you more? You are ready under two mechitzas. The tongue is under two mechitzas, the lips and the tongue. What else should I give you? And still you don't protect yourself. The Novi Amos says, Kehine yoytze hurim eboire riach magid leuda ma'atzeichoy. Yoytze hurim, Rabbi Shem creates hurim, eboire riach, creates wind. Magid Luda Ma Seichem tells the person what he talks. So I've seen a Shmuel, what's the connection with Yoytze Hura, with Boyer Riech, with Magid Luda, Ma Seichoy? The Gemara took them to Shabbos. Menayim Shadibber Kemasa. How do you know that Dibber is like Masa? People think Dibber is Gunish. Why is Shadibber Kemasa? Shneima B'dvar Hashem Shumayim Nasi, Ebriach Piv Kol Tzevur. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch created the world B'dvar Eberuach Piv. I saw Pshat once as well in this Magid Ludum, the connection between Yoytzer and Magid Ludum Maaseichah. A person has to know, I told someone a word as well that hurted him, that was delivered very well and did a good job, the person changed colors a few times. Then I'm attacked, why did you do it? Did I hit him? Did I punch him? Wuzov shon getin? It's nish gefeilich. Kili debu is nish tazoy gefeilich. I did nothing, why do you attack me? So the Chazal, there's no chilek. Debo is like Maaseh, the best Raya I've got from the Briyas HaWoylam. Briyas HaWoylam was only with Debo, that was the whole world was created with Debo. Just a pshat. Ki hine Yoytzei Hurem, the Rebbe Yisrael was Yoytzei Hurem, Boyer Eriach. How did he create it? We say in Akdumas Milne, Be'use Kelile, the less Be'ime Sheshise. The lightest letter that say there's no Mamushas in the B'din Rebbe Yisrael created. So Magidu the Maaseh, don't tell me he said nothing, he's saying is nothing. Saying is very, because I created the world with the Rebbe Yisrael with this together. There is a fascinating pusuk in Tehillim. In Tehillim, Kapitel Peites. In Tehillim, Kapitel Peites, title it. Mi geva, here very well the pusuk. Mi geva yichye v'lo yire muves. Who is the man that lives and would not see death? Yimalet nafshi can save himself, Mishael Seilim. Had David HaMelech, before he wrote this capital, asked me how I should write it, I would have told him to write, Mi hageva yichye v'lo yomus. Who's the man that can live and not die? But that's Mi hageva yichye v'lo yiremuves. I don't think, I've never been dead, I must admit, but I don't think anyone that dies sees death. Yes, that's yichye v'lo yiremuves. He should have written, b'chlal, he tried to write b'ktur. Lo yil mishanu v'dem b'ktur. Mi hageva yichye I saw a fascinating Yalkit Reveni in Parshas Bereishis. It brings a Zohar Kudosh. I didn't look it up in the Zohar Kudosh. It brings a Zohar Kudosh a Zohar. That Chava, which the Chet of Eitz Hadas, Chava by the Chet of Eitz Hadas, started off, the Chet of Eitz Hadas started off with the Os Mem. This is the Zohar Kudosh, with the Os Mem. What did she say? Mepri who ate, Mepri Hagon, Pri Eitz Hagon Neuchel. She started off the Chet with the Osmem. Miad Nutla Nochash, which is the Sanach Mem. The Nochash took the Osmem and put it as Royas Melis on his left arm. And what was he doing with Osmem? And he waited. He waited. She should also utter other two letters, which is Vuf and Suf, which together makes up something unpleasant. He started enticing her, he mefata her, until she said, Vatera hu ishu, ki toiv hu eitz lemachal, Vatera. Oh, you got here ready, mem vufsuf. But us mem had rachmunis on the world, and wherever they joined the vufsuf with it, he jumped away. The mem had charoz gedreit in the peku, so they couldn't join up mem vufsuf. He continued to be mefata her until she said another four times vuf. Vafike le'os mem medalat sitram zug dezer kudish. They took around the os mem from the fourth side. The os mem was already imprisoned, and then you had the word mem vuf. So, what is it? The four times. Vatikach meperioy. Vatoychal. Vatitain. Vatipikachnu einayim. So there's four times created that now if she created us vuf. So you see that through the dibber of Chava, so saying a wrong word, Osmem, one letter was Goyrem Misel Oilam. If our fathers, as they just passed away, there's the fold of our Bubba Chava that said the Osmem, one letter that she should not have said. There you see the gewaltige Koyach HaDibber, that every Osmem made a Roshim Lamada that brought Misel Oilam. This could be the pshat of Shir Hashirim, Nafshi Yotzu Bedabroi. The nefesh of us all goes out Bedabroi from one talk. The Muvas V'chayim B'yad Alushim, because the Muvas came B'yad Alushim. That could be pshat in the Pusik. Mi Geva Yichye. Who's the man that and doesn't take care of his tongue? V'loyire, wouldn't he see the story with Muvas, with a member of Sof, of Chava? That's the pshat. Not he sees his death. Obviously a person doesn't see his death. Mi Geva Yichye, v'loyire, doesn't he see Muvas, the member of Sof, the Vov Sof of Chava? And if a person would see it, obviously he will save himself lots of unpleasantness. Share with you 2-3 Mamur Chazal. Share with you a few Mamur Chazal in this Indian. A Gemurah Mesechtes Brachos. The Gemurah says that the Ovel is Matzdek Hadin. The Gemurah gives the illusion of Tzedek Hadin. Rabbeinu Olamim, Habe Chatusi Lefanechu. Lots have sinned against you. V'loi nefratu memeni echad mini eilef. You haven't, even though you punished me, you haven't punished me a thousandth of what I deserve. Yehutu v'nechu, it shouldn't happen anymore. Omer Rabbaye, le meboi leile enish le meim aruche. Person should not say so. So the Rashi, loi nefratu memeni means hafreya. You haven't punished me enough, that means punish. Person should not say so. Domer Reb Shem Belokish, Chaim Tunev Shmeid Rabbi Yoyse, Lo Eile Mayiv Tachudim Pele Suta. Person should be saying Pele Suta. So the Ian Yankov and Ian Yankov Zug Dot, if a person is Paseich Pele Suta, and he said, Lo Eile Fratu Mamari, goes the Suta and Bezal Shemal, and says, Hadu is Baldin Kemai Eidim Domer, and that's the Meir, he says himself, Lo Eile Fratu Mamari. Obviously the guy. Similar Gemara we find in Masechtas Brachos Daf Samach, Hanechnes Lemerchetz, somebody goes into a merchetz, Oy me yirutz mefaneich Hashem lekenesh tzeleini mezeh. Vim ye, a merchetz was the Gemara brings the fire in the bottom and in the basement, and that heated, that gave steam for the upper room, and the accident happened there from time to time. So it says a little tefillah, like we said, tefillah sadeh, it says a little tefillah over there. She says, and if something will happen to me, he says over there, tehei mesusi kaparusi. He said, Omar Abai Laleime in the Shuch. Abai was allergic to it. Omar Abai Laleime in the Shuch. Why? I'll take the spell of Sutton. But that's not only a person on himself. This is words that people say to themselves. The Gemurah took the Mesech as Moed Kudzu, the Gemurah words that are said on others. Shocking Gemurah. Mamish a shocking Gemurah. Can blow a person off balance. The Gemurah took the Zoe. Pinchas Achved and Mashmil. Pinchas, the brother of Mashmil, was sitting Shevin Nebuch over his son. Came his brother Shmuel, boy Shmuel, lemishl tamim, and I speak with him. Chazini letafreni, he saw his nails that they were the nefishim. Abul Amayla shocklessly, why didn't you cut your nails? What did the Pinchas answer him? Had this happened to you, would you also be mezalzel in your avelus? So the Gemara have a kishkugu hayoyts mepia shalit. He asked them a normal answer. You chazal should be in a situation. Would you have cut your nails? Have a kishkuga yotze mipi yashalit. And the isra be milse b'shmil. And a child of Shmuel passed away. No, went Pinchas to be Menachem Oble, his brother. So Shmuel seems had there some nails, cut nails on the side. His brother came, he threw it on his face. And he told him, he threw it on his face, his brother collected it. Lech loch brisk rizalit v'sayim. Don't you know Bris Kriyusel Fasayim? How do you know Bris Kriyusel Fasayim? Domer Rabbi Yochanan said, Menai she Bris Kriyusel Fasayim. Shereima veyoima avruma nuurav shvile shechem poima chamoye, vani vana neilchu atkoi, venishtach vevenushivu aleichem. Who is the we? Vani vana is Avruam and Yitzchok. And the plan was, according to how Avruam understood, that Yitzchok should be left over there. Venishtach vevenushivu aleichem, that's why Yitzchok came back. Bris Kriyusel Fasayim. How much more so if it's a ben Torah? There is a fascinating machshava I once had, and could be a heard, but I don't remember. Sometimes the shikh is a gamut. That vayikri v'yemei yisruel lumis. Learning the gachemish came out to me such a machshava. Vayikri v'yemei yisruel lumis. If we can borrow this word, could be we shouldn't speak about the others in such a way. But if we can use it as a mushal and a mitzvah haskel for us. What's about Yikivi Meir Srulam? Yaakivini, this previous Sadrum by Yigash, when he met Paro, you have to pay Kami Meishan Echayechu. So he answered, Mad Veruim Yimeishan Echay, Velo Yisig Yimeishan Echay, Avoyisai B'mei Megarei. So he said himself. Velo Yisig. It could be for Allah to speak to Ovis HaKadosh and Malach HaLekim, but a limit for us, Velo Yisig. It could be, had he not said Velo Yisig, it wouldn't have happened. But this I thought sometimes you could say, Shtayt Pusik, when he benched the children of Yosef, Shtayt Vaivochem, Bayoimahi Leimo, Vaivochem Bayoimahi Leimo, Bechu Yivuch Yisru Leimo Yisim Chalikim. So I saw through my dad, what the two Leimos, Vaivochem Bayoimahi Leimo, Bechu Yivuch Yisru Leimo Yisim Chalikim. With the two Leimos. Yaakov Avinu saw the Goydel Pegam of a word. But he said a word that could be interpreted in such a way if not Ariches Shimon, and that brought him his Yoimahi, that was his last day. So there he saw the Goydel Koyach HaDibur, and we know that Midah Tovah Meridah Midah Purim is, Vavochem Bayoimahi, the Yoimahi caused them Leimor, caused them to say Yisim Chalikim, because them is the father, Azayda Techlib Dainik, loves the Zainiklich. You have to express it with your mouth, you have to express it with your mouth. He saw if the expression of the mouth could be goyrim, chaz, v'shulim, whatever, how much more so that expression of the mouth could be goyrim, dvurim, chamirim. Die Musik des Echtes Nuse. Oma Bchi Ba'abe, Oma Rabbi Yochanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekapeach Afil Escha Asicha Nuh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mekapeach Escha Asicha Nuh. Till now we spoke about things not calculated, unpleasant. Rebbeinu Shlomo, the same way, obviously, mit der Teufel im Rebbe, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekapeach Escha Asicha Nuh. Agid Vot Evet Asach Geld. Agid Vot Evet Asach Geld. It costs nicht kein Geld. It doesn't cost any money. Mekemachaz Gzana Yid. Zayt Ayid, sometimes the Yid that happens next to you comes in this morning with his nose a bit down. Kemi Yenem, Abish Mechaz Gzana Zugna Agid Vot. I had a fascinating story. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, that was Rufin Yishalayim, came to live in Yishalayim, a Lublina roof by the name Rebellia Kletsky. Came to live in Yishalayim. In Chalamoyd Yishalayim is very much the meaning that the whole city is Kim Zum Gityomtev, from roof. Till today, it's also the roof has got a few hours Kabul school where people come to say Gityomtev. Every day at Chalamoyd. Now, obviously, lots of Eden came to Rabbi Yosef Chaim to say Gityomtev. B'shah, Rebellia Kletsky came a visit to the roof. Rabunish a visit. And while he was sitting there, lots of people came in to say it. Rabbi Sechai lived in the old city, closer to the coastal Morovi than Rabbi Kletsky. So Rabbi Sechai, everyone who came to say it, Yomte, Zukta, good you have done, you came to the coastal Morovi. Kili, Rabbi should think that he, because they came to the coastal Morovi, they already walked through it, not to give a bad feeling. This is how a person is calculated. The world says that the Yid was drowning. There was a Yid drowning in the river, and he was never jumping and trying to save himself. Rabbi Rabinov in Peshet Chazder gegang, and he went through and saw him drowning. It was mamish the last moments of trying still to catch his breath. And obviously there was the mode of atzvus there over there. At Rabbi Rabinov gezog, Chika grisim leviyusen. Send a best regard to leviyusen. That gave him new koiches, and he came out and he was saved over. He was saved. I would like to finish off with one balachir in the parashas Veschalom. If any of the tzaddikim could give me a mekumus kibbutz of Veschalom. Moshe Rabbeinu Veschalom al Hashem ba'isi ilayimoy. That was the Rebbeinu Shlom should relax on what he told him not to go into Tetzisrul, but the Rebbeinu Shlom should allow him to go into Tetzisrul. So the Rashi, what happened? What ba'isa he ilayimoy? The beginning could be the Misi I thought Shemahit Nedri. Let's see the approach of the Balatirim. See, the Balatirim is over here very well. In the end of the previous week, Sadra Zukta Rabbi. He spoke to you in Shekinder. Don't worry. Leiteruim. Shemalekechem and Elchem Lechem. Yeshua will take you over. Don't worry about the war. Hard war. Shemalekechem and Elchem Lechem. Zukta Rabbi. So the Balatirim. Chuzakti as Yisroel. I was machal Yiddish kinder. Ille yirachem olai. Moshe Rabbeinu understood there's a very good chance that Artuch of the Rebbeinu Shlom, they wouldn't go into Yisroel, will come down now because of the chazak Yiddish kinder. So you see, mit the Tevim Ribbe. Mit agid vod, mechazik zan a zweiten Yid, what it could be goyim. The Moshe Rabbeinu, even though the Rabbeinu from Tanu won't even get this rule, the chazakti es Yisrael, ila yerachem elai. Rabbeinu Shalom Zahel, from that we should be zoicher, to be mesakim, the new in the Dibbe, but since we'll be zoicher, for the rachem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yisrael Mashiach, to Kenny, the Mayavim, and Yerachem.